Welcome to Tarati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Walcha, and today we're going to be studying the 16th parak of Mishlei Parak Tes Zayin. And we're going to begin with Pasuk Aleph, which is very familiar from the davening on the Yomim Noraim. La'adam ma'archei lev, u'mehashem ma'aneh lashayin. It is for man to arrange his feelings or his thoughts, but mehashem ma'aneh lashayin, but elegant speech, that comes from Hashem, that's a gift from Hashem. And these words are said by the Chazan in the Chazaras Hashat in the repetition of the Amidah. We know what we want to say, we can arrange our feelings, we can arrange our thoughts for davening, for speaking in general, but ultimately, mehashem ma'aneh lashon, speech comes from Hashem. Hashem puts the words into our mouths. And this resonates very much as a teacher. However well you can plan what you're going to say, you can think about what you're going to say, you can be excited by it, you can be passionate about it, it can come out all wrong and you can stumble with your words and it can fall totally flat. The other way of understanding this pasuk is you can arrange your thoughts, you can plan for something, you can wish for it, you can daven for it, you can have a vision for how you hope something is going to turn out. But ultimately, from Hashem is the reply. Hashem determines the outcome. The speech, which in this case means the answer, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this pasuk links to pasuk Tes in our perek. Lev adam yichashev darkoi, v'Hashem yochin tzadoi. A man's heart devises his way, v'Hashem directs his steps. We plan our lives, we plan where we're going, what we want to accomplish, how we want things to turn out. Our lives are full of plans, and it's fine to plan, it's good to plan. We need to plan so that we can move through life intentionally and not just haphazardly. We need to have ambitions and hopes. But remember that Hashem yochin tzadoi, Hashem directs our steps. Hashem determines what actually happens. The Malbim points out that between these two psukim, we have speech and we have action. In Pasuk Aleph, we say we plan our thoughts, but we know that the expression of those thoughts, which is speech, is determined by Hashem. And in this Pasuk that we just read, Pasuk Tes, we have action or movement. You can plan your actions, you can plan your journey, you can plan your movements. But again, know that the outcome is decided by Hashem. Hashem yochin tza'adoi, Hashem directs his steps or his movements. So we have speech and we have movements. Both of these we can arrange, we can plan, we can try and get right ourselves, but know that ultimately they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's critical to emphasize that this is not necessarily something negative or something to be upset about. It's not a punishment that we plan and Hashem determines something different. There's an expression in Yiddish, a mensch tracht in Gott lacht, that a person can think and Hashem laughs. Hashem, we plan, and Hashem laughs. Ha ha, their plan. You think they can plan. They think they know what's going to happen. I know what's really going to happen. Now, I once heard Rabbi Moshe Hauer reference this expression, and he said it's the most awful and inaccurate statement. That chas v'shalom, we should say that we plan, and Hashem laughs about it. It's like Hashem is sabotaging our plans, and he's laughing about it. It's the most damaging and false things to say. It paints such a negative perspective for the way that Hashem relates to his beloved creations. But rather, what these psukim are expressing, according to the Malbim, is that sometimes we think we know what's best for us, but Hashem redirects us to what is actually best for us. That when things don't work according to the plan that we choose, don't think that Hashem is sabotaging you, chas v'shalom, that you made a plan and he's laughing about it. It's not that. He's not sabotaging, chas v'shalom. He's supporting you. He's preventing you from traveling on this specific journey because he knows that there's a better journey for you. Lev adam yichashev darkoi v'Hashem yochin tza'adoi. Man plans his way, but ultimately Hashem knows what is the best path for him. So this is actually very reassuring, because who are we to know what is best for us? We muddle through life, and essentially we have no idea what we are doing, and we have no idea what is best for us. How do we know what choices are in our best interest? It's like trying to find the least trafficy route without a GPS. How do you know that you're not going to turn onto a highway with gridlock traffic? But know that Hashem yochin tza'adoi and mehashem ma'aneh lashon, that if we choose a route that isn't right for our journey, Hashem will lovingly redirect us. In the Amidah, we say that Hashem is a melech oizer moshiach umagin. He is a king that helps, he saves, and he protects. Sometimes he helps us in challenging situations, he's oizer. Sometimes he completely rescues us, he's Moshiach. And sometimes he's mogein, he protects. He protects or he prevents us from getting into a certain college program or a certain seminary or from a certain shidduch from going through or from getting a certain job or getting our kids into a certain school or from buying us a certain house. And it can feel so painful. I want this thing so badly. But Hashem is mogein. He protects us from a choice and from a journey that wouldn't be good for us. Hashem yochin sa'adoi. And then to add another perspective on these psukim from the Alshech, he says that when we have a problem to solve or a choice to make and we have to make a decision, so what we do is we think through the different options and we make a decision. Now, as we said, we're navigating in the dark here. With our limited human information and our insight, we don't actually know what the correct decision is, right? We can all relate to this idea of not really knowing what the right thing to do is. But we do the best with the information that we have. Now says the Alshech, if we happen to make a choice that turns out very well, we become very chuffed with ourselves for making a good choice. We become like self-congratulatory. This was a great decision. You see how well it turned out. I planned it well. I thought through this well. But he says this thinking is totally flawed. Because whilst you did the best in considering all the options for the decision, really, mehashem ma'ane lo shein. Remember, it was Hashem who put the right response in your mouth. You did your hishtadlus, you put in your best effort, you arranged your thoughts, but you must know that the positive outcome, that was ultimately from Hashem. And the takeaway from this Alshech is that whilst it's our responsibility to make an effort, and we need to prepare properly, and we need to reflect and deliberate and consider all our different options and possibilities in the decision, don't forget that the final impact is determined by Hashem. Remember that Hashem guided your steps and He guided your speech. And that helps us to remain humble when Baruch Hashem we are successful. And then finally, I want to share one more perspective on this pasuk in context of the two psukim that follow it. And this is based on the explanation from the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, together with some discussion of this Gra in Rav Volbi's Sefer Aleishar. So let's read the psukim again, pasuk Aleph. It is for man to arrange his feelings or his thoughts, but elegant speech comes from Hashem. In Pasuk Beis, Kol darchei ish zach be'einov, all the ways of man are pure in his own eyes. It's man's nature that he doesn't perceive anything negative about himself. V'seichein ruchos Hashem. And Hashem is the measurer of spirits. Hashem alone, he examines and he assesses our souls. And finally, in Pasuk Gimel, Goyel el Hashem ma'asecha, turn your actions over to Hashem and your thoughts will be set right. Hashem will ensure that everything will turn out well. So let's analyze. In Perek Yedaled, we learn the explanation of the Gra and the Pasuk, Hoylech b'yashra yirei Hashem. We discussed the idea that we're all given a unique mission. It's not like Hashem had a quota to fill in the world. He didn't create me because he needed a certain amount of people and I had to help fill that quota. Hashem put me here because there's something specific I have to do. There's something specific I'm good at. There's something specific I have to correct. And obviously, it's critical to know what that is. It's critical to know ourselves and to know what is my personal mission, because I need to be able to follow this unique path that was prepared for me. So the Gra understands these psukim that we just read as being part of the process of how we figure this out. How do we discover our mission? And in these psukim, he sees both a historical account of how this used to work, and also how this works today, how we can figure out what it is that we need to do during our time in this world. So he says that years ago, during the periods of Nevuah, a person would go to a Navi to help him understand what is chayvasai ba'olamai, as the Mesillas Yesharim describes it. What is my personal obligation in this world? The role of the Navi, or he was sometimes called the Royeh, the seer, it wasn't just to help you see what is the best decision to make in business, or how do I, you know, what is the best decision I make in the right house to buy or the school to send my child to? The Navi would help you see yourself. The Gra says every person has a derech bifnei atzmai. It's a unique and a specific path that you have to walk. And no two people have the same personalities or the same natures or the same paths. So what you would do is you would go to a Navi and with his nevuah, with his prophecy, he would tell you, what is your path? What is your specific mission that's aligned with your soul and the depths of your personality? And that's what this pasuk means in La'adam Ma'arche Lev. You have to go to a Navi and arrange your heart. Genuinely open your heart to the truth. And the Navi, you just have to be open to asking and to listening. And Me Hashem Ma'ane Lashon. The answer would come from Hashem. The response will come from Hashem via the Navi, and you'll get clear direction about what you have to do with your life. But then he says there came a time when there was no longer Nevuah, but people still had Ruach HaKodesh, that's divine inspiration. It's not direct instruction from Hashem like prophecy, but it's divine inspiration. And people could use this Ruach HaKodesh, they could use this divine inspiration to identify their missions themselves, to figure out Chovosai Ba'olamo, my unique path in this world, to figure it out on my own. But he says, whilst there were definitely people who were able to do this purely and effectively, it wasn't a perfect system. It was a system that was very susceptible to people's bias. When people figure this out for themselves, even if they have Ruach HaKodesh helping them, so what we do is we tend to see ourselves through our own biases and our own paradigms. And our understanding of ourselves can be very colored by these biases. So we believe our instinctive thoughts instead of like really examining them for ulterior motives. So as the next pasuk in the Perek reads, Kol darchei ish zach be'enov, each man's ways are pure in his own eyes. We don't see ourselves or our decisions objectively. Our self-perception is very subjective. V'sochein ruchos Hashem, and only Hashem knows our inner thoughts and whether we're biased towards ulterior motives or whether we're genuinely zach, whether we're genuinely pure of thought and heart. And we ourselves, only Hashem sees this, we're often not aware of it, even ourselves. So that was the second phase, and this was a problematic phase. Rav Volpe says that this was particularly dangerous. This lack of awareness of self is particularly dangerous. Because if you're aware that you have biased self-perceptions, so you know that you need to analyze your thoughts, and you know that you need to treat all your self-perceptions with a degree of skepticism, right? You have a healthy degree of self-doubt. But if you think that you understand yourself and have Ruach HaKodesh, and you're really actually misleading yourself, and darche ish zach be'enav, you think you get it, you think you're doing the right thing, then you can really, really lead yourself far astray. You believe your own stories, you tell yourself that you're doing something in Shem Shemaim, and this way you can misunderstand your whole life's calling, your whole life's mission. And he brings Korach as an example of this. Korach, he saw in Ruach HaKodesh, he saw in divine, with divine inspiration, that he was going to have great descendants. He saw that his great-great-grandchild was going to be Shmuel HaNavi. And this is what inspired him and gave him the chutzpah to rebel against Moshe and say that he needed to be the leader because he had these fantastic descendants coming out of him. The real reason that Korach led the rebellion, it was because he had a bad midah, the midah of jealousy. But he saw this great legacy for himself using his Ruach HaKodesh, and he used this to fool himself that he needed to be the leader, that his rebellion's l'shem shamayim, that it's for the greater good, that it needs to be that way. And it's a very frightening example of self-deception, of how we can believe our own stories. So the next pasuk reads, Goyel el Hashem ma'asecha v'yikainu machshavosecha. Turn your actions, ma'asecha, over to Hashem, v'yikainu machshavosecha, and your thoughts will be set right. Says the Gra, nowadays we don't have a Navi to help us identify this personal path for which we were created. So instead, Goyel el Hashem ma'asecha. Turn your actions over to Hashem. Focus on your actions. Focus on the mitzvahs that you are commanded to do. And throw yourself into this life of actions and service and keep these mitzvahs with precision and with passion. And then, v'yikainu machshavosecha, then your thoughts and your understanding and your self-knowledge, then it will be set right. Says Rav Volpe, it's not up to us to try and figure out our unique path in Avodas Hashem. There's too much possibility for major error, too much possibility for self-deception. Rather, he says, just be purely focused on doing the right thing, on doing practical mitzvahs l'shem shamayim, on keeping halacha. And he says, that's the way that we get to really understand our mission. V'yikainu machshavosecha, that's the way our thoughts will be set right. Because by throwing ourselves into mitzvahs genuinely and wholeheartedly, we come to learn more about ourselves. We realize that there's a certain mitzvah that we have particular affinity for. We realize that there's a specific mitzvah that we find challenging and we can try and understand why. Maybe we realize there's a certain bad midah that we have to work on. We learn more about ourselves. We learn where we should push ourselves and where we should tread more carefully. It's a very, very practical method of getting to this place of self-knowledge through very practical work, through aspiring to keep all the mitzvahs and to fix all of our midahs. So we learn more about our personal mission, he says. We learn more. The more we do this, the closer we are to achieving the purpose of our creation. Because everyone has this unique spiritual identity, an unique spiritual opportunity, and a unique spiritual purpose. And knowing this and recognizing this is key. It's the most important thing in our lives. And these psukim that we just read, they give us a method for how to figure this out. We daven every day in the Amida. We daven sheyibane beis hamikdash m'hir v'yomein v'sein chalkeinu v'sarasecha. That soon may the beis hamikdash be rebuilt and nevuah restored, and then we will get to know chalkeinu v'sarasecha. Through this nevuah, we will get to understand more about our specific mission in your Torah, our specific path in fulfilling your Torah. One day we'll have the beis hamikdash, and a navi will once again be able to give us clarity on our unique missions. But in the meantime, we work on our practical avodah. We work on literally just trying to do the right thing as a means for clarifying this ourselves. Thank you for studying together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for Yonina Simmer Bas Daphna Hinder and all the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all the ill of Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.